Welcome to the Meditation for the Economy. This is Phoenix, and you can learn more about our Project for Peace at www.messagesfromgod.com. Our intention is to transform consciousness in the U.S. economy, the world economy, and within the economy within each of us, and to do so under grace. We do this by opening ourselves up each day at this time to be the divine vessels of peace, harmony, and prosperity who we are. I bless you and thank you for being instruments of peace. Before we begin today's meditation, I'm guided to share with you today's message from God from the book of the same title, page 171. Soulful inspiration is an acquired habit. Soulful inspiration is an acquired habit. This is something we oftentimes forget. We look outside of us for direction, and yet the direction, the consistently, in quote, right direction, is right here with us, within us, all the time, 24/7. And it's easy to acquire. It takes a willingness on our part, a willingness to first of all believe, and secondly, allow ourselves to be one with the truth that resides inside of us, who is us and is available to us at all times. Soulful is from the word soul. Soul, that spiritual part of a person. I'm not saying that. Webster says that. The essential vital part, quality, the spiritual force. I share with you the true nature of each of us, the life force that is who we are, that resides in us, that still, small voice. And soulful is being full of, allowing that to be expressed fully, to show itself deeply, that feeling force within you. You cannot connect with that spiritual essential part of yourself by living in your thinking mind. You may become more and more in touch with it by allowing yourself to feel. And it's an acquired habit. It's one that I actually set out to connect with, not really understanding exactly what I was doing a long time ago, but I set out to be more in touch with my feelings than my thinking. It wasn't to bring down the thinking. It was to raise up the feeling so they would be equally in balance, in harmony. And I would use all parts of myself together, not separately. And it was an acquired habit on my part, acquired, to seek, to gain one's self through one's own effort, not seeking outside, seeking through oneself inside. So I acquired this habit, a way of having a connection with my spirit. Habit simply means to have things done often, customary, so they become easy, and they come easily. So for me too, and for anyone, to be in touch with your spirit, essential, vital part of yourself, part of you that is connected with the life force of the universe. For me, the path was to shift from saying, I think something is so, to feeling something was so. And it started with the word, as we're told in the Bible. It started with my willingness to shift my languaging from I think to I feel, and becoming more and more conscious of what I felt. To be inspired, to breathe in those feelings, and therefore to be motivated, to be inspired, inspirational, is to motivate by divine influence, to arouse, to cause one's self to write, to speak, or to act from inspired thoughts, inspired feeling. And so to inspire is to breathe in, and therefore is to breathe in the life force within and without that creates to stimulate this kind of action. Not an ego action, which is probably, as many of us feel, led to our economic situation where we are right now. To shift, to choose right action from a higher place. By following the divine, vital life force energy, to be inspired from this place, to choose to act, to feel, to think, to write, to speak from this place. And so we are guided today to take soulful inspiration and to recognize it's within each of us, because it comes easily when we choose. Again, it's that word choice. When we make the choice to acquire this habit, to seek the truth inside, to allow ourselves to be one with this higher direction that's with us all the time. We are not greater than the life force. We are one with the life force. And it's our job, if you will, while we are in this human incarnation, to rediscover who we are and to live from this place and true peace, harmony, and prosperity, a lasting peace, harmony, and prosperity for ourselves, for each of us, for all of us, is acquired so easily when we choose to follow inspired thoughts, feelings, that essential natural quality that we call spirit that's inside of us, who is us. Soulful inspiration is acquired habit. We will keep this message in mind as we begin today's meditation. I invite you now to breathe in to your life force center inside. To breathe in, to inhale, to inspire. Breathe in the life force energy inside and outside of you, so you are one with the divine right now. Simply take conscious, slow, deep, gentle breaths in and out. Seeking the center of the universe inside of you. Allow yourself to be led. You know the way inside. Do not force. Allow. As you breathe, you inspire the divine nature, who you are. You may see a light inside. Follow that bright star inside of you. Allow that to be your North Star, leading you to the perfect passage inside. And as you do, as you feel yourself becoming closer and closer to this bright star inside of you, you may see that all of you inside is filled with this light. It continues to shine brighter and brighter, wider and wider. And just like the beat of your heart, you'll feel the vibration of this light. Allow yourself to trust the light inside of you. This pulsating, radiating life force, who you are, becoming one with this life force. This is the soulful part of you. This is your essential, vital, true nature. Allow yourself to be embraced by its warmth. Feel the rays pulsating through you, through every cell and atom and fiber of your being. Pulsating peace. As it harmonizes you. Like a cleansing action, visualize and feel each ray of your star center shining through every cell and atom of your being, every fiber, and simply melting under grace. All that is of another consciousness, the thinking ego consciousness, from your personality self, simply dissolving it under grace and filling your space with pure, higher vibrations, the energy of love, pure love. For love is the energy that heals, that transforms, that grows. You, us, everything you could ever imagine starts with the feeling of love. So feel yourself. Feel this love simply melting all that is other than love and filling every space in your being with love. Feel this higher pulsation, this higher vibration. It's as if we took out a 25-watt bulb and put in a 100-watt bulb. You could have a higher bulb, but we're taking it gradually. We're not blowing out your circuits. We're raising you gradually to a higher level. It's always your choice. There are no limits. You may level off wherever you want to be. And really, it's always a state of doing and being. Doing and being. You know, do-be-do-be-do. And whenever it's time to level off, you simply be at this place. You have infinite energy and infinite time. All is well. So now we're raised to a higher level, to be at this level, to feel from this level, to think from this level, to speak from this level, to act from this level. Simply a higher level of love, for that's all energy is, love. Different degrees. Breathing into your heart center, the star center who you are, the center of your universe, this North Star, the key to safe passage. From this place, this is truly where inspired thoughts come from. Inspired actions come from. Now is the time, dear ones, to ask your question from a place of already knowing it is done. For you to ask a question is to have the inspired thought, the knowingness it is done. Simply your mental mind that is seeking peace. So now is the time to ask whatever question is on that mind, your mental mind, about your personal economy, anything in your world that you seek a greater awareness of to bring you mental peace. And therefore physical peace, and therefore right action. Ask from a place of knowing it is already done. So you come from thanks and gratitude. I bless you and thank you. And then you ask whatever it is you seek, whatever right action you ask for. With a knowingness from this heart center, a feeling of love and gratitude, no other thoughts will create the answer you seek, the true answer, the inspired thought, the soul speaking through you. I bless you and thank you. For guiding me now under grace. And fill in the blank. For showing me the way. Telling me the right direction, my next right step. For being my source and my supply, all that I could ever need, for allowing me to serve you at the highest and best level, for all now under grace. Simply know, dear ones, it is done with all your heart and soul, and not give it another thought. Feel that truth throughout your entire being, and know it is done. And when you may receive feelings, and hear your little voice inside going through swiftly. Capture it. Remember it. Write it down. Those are the inspired thoughts that will lead you, like a lamp in the distance, And as you come closer, you see it more clearly. It's always there. And when you pass that lamp, the next lamp appears. Or driving on the highway, you have an idea where you're going, but you don't exactly know the way. And you'll see one sign with a direction. And after you leave that sign, and it may say 2 miles, 3 miles. And when you pass that sign, another appears, and another. And so it goes. It is the same for you. It's a knowingness, the signs, and the directions. Will always be there. Be at peace. Be your essential self, knowing this truth. All is well. Live in this space of knowingness, in complete harmony with the universe inside and outside of you. And if by chance humans oftentimes do, and they take actions as they have that led to this economic situation we are living through now, where they chose actions from their mental, ego, personality self, and not their higher self. When you are in tune and acquired the habit of listening inside, you will always be led to the path of peace, harmony, and prosperity. You may not even understand it before there are visible physical signs outside of you, as in this current case. Trust, believe, and act on your inner knowing, now and always. And if you didn't at the time, it's okay. There's more time. And you live in a universe filled with grace. Know that. Believe that. Live from this place. Peace, harmony, and prosperity are yours by divine right, not human right. Believe, live, breathe from this knowingness. And choose right now to live from this place. Choose to have, develop, go deeper with your acquired habit of soulful inspiration. Choose again. From a place of peace and love. Knowing all is well, and everything you ever could desire. From a place of service. Is always here, seeking you just as you seek it. Be at peace, dear ones, and know it is done. It is done right now. Be love. Be love. Think love. Feel love. Act love. It is done. And we are now done with our meditation today. As we come back to live from this place in our everyday actions, that is why we acquire this truth, to bring it forth into the world. So as we began, I invite you to breathe into your heart center now, to the vital center of who you are. See that star again inside of you. See the rays flowing from your heart center. Come to thank them. Bless your higher self. Bless your mental self for allowing you to be one with your soul again. Your essential self. As you come back to the surface, if you will, see that one ray that's reaching out towards you. See it stay with you. Stay connected in your heart center. That you are anchored with your soul, your lifeline, truly. See yourself now coming back to the surface, knowing you and your soul are one, is always here for you. Inspired feelings and thoughts and words are always here for you. So it is time. It is safe to return to the surface, to this world we call Mother Earth. The physical form, come back. Come back, all of you, and know that you're always guided. It is safe. You are one with your soul. You are one with this love essence, this higher truth, this guiding light that is in you and is you. Gentle breath. Begin to feel your hands, your fingers. Move them back and forth. Your toes. Lift them back and forth. Sway your head back and forth as you come back, consciously breathing into your heart center. Conscious of all around you. Perhaps the birds singing, the air around you, the light outside of you. Bring your hands together in prayer position, feeling such gratitude. As you feel your physical body again. And now we call on Carla, invite her to tone with us to anchor this moment, this higher vibration in us now under grace.
Let there be lasting love, peace, harmony, prosperity, and balance. Thank you, Amen, Adonai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. God bless. Namaste.